you are about to enter the grass-covered courtyard, edged by a low fieldstone wall that surrounds Connecticut's oldest house. The two-story L-shaped house is built of rough-hewn gray granite and features a three-story granite chimney on each of the three end walls. Diamond-paned leaded glass windows and dormer windows in the steeply pitched wood-shingled roof. The Whitfield House has stood on this spot for nearly four centuries. The first stones were laid in 1639, the same year the Taj Mahal was under construction, 3 years before Isaac Newton was born, and 5 years before the end of the Ming Dynasty. It was 135 years before the American Revolution. Today, the Whitfield House is the oldest building in Connecticut and the oldest stone structure in New England. But just because it is old does not mean it has always looked the way you see it today. In fact, the evolution of the Whitfield House is what makes it extraordinary. It stands as a testament to almost 400 years of complex history in Guilford and across America, good and bad. It is a physical reminder of European colonialism in the 1600s that forced indigenous people off their homelands and the colonial revival era of the 1800s to 1900s that glorified European superiority. It is also a tangible link to immigrants coming to this place over the course of centuries, seeking religious freedom, safer homes, and other opportunities. Today, the Whitfield House is a touchstone of history's complexity and a reminder to seek different perspectives to preserve a more complete story of America's history.